Is this Tina?
It is. Hi, Lori.
Oh,
how are
my
you?
Goodness. I kept thinking maybe she's on vacation or something.
No, you know, I took Friday and Monday off last week because I had to go to Utah, and then we went to Vegas for the weekend. But I've been here. I just came back, and I was buried, you know, after taking a couple days off. You know, you have to play catch-up. But
you know,
I'm looking
at
your
pictures on Facebook. I was seeing these pictures on Facebook, and I'm like, she must be on vacation because it's like a different one all the time. Like every day. And
oh,
I'm like, what the heck?
It was crazy. Yeah, my daughter was here for the summer from Utah, so I left Thursday after work and we flew to Utah. I came back Friday, and then Saturday morning we left to Vegas, and then we came back Monday night, and then Tuesday I had to work. So it was just a busy weekend. Yeah, and
I was just like,
you know, I
had so many difficulties myself, and I'm like, and yours was probably at the bottom of the list, but I'm just saying, I mean, I couldn't get internet even. I said, and you know, you wouldn't believe how many people are just so dumb. You know, they're sitting on the other end saying, well, why don't you go online? And I says, you don't get it, do you? What does not getting internet mean? I can't go online. And then he says, and I said, the only way I can do that is if I go to a damn library. And I says, that won't serve my purpose there because I have to be here.
Right,
in order
exactly.
For you to go over things with me. And I'm like, so that won't work. And then he hangs up and I'm like, well, because you can't be that stupid.
Who was that?
For the internet, you know, and you know these people that aren't even from this country. They don't, they really don't put everything together like a white person for some damn reason.
Yeah, I don't know why companies are doing that now. They're outsourcing calls to like India and the Philippines, and when you need
and these people have no understanding of what you're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah, they're just told to like read their little script and that's it, you know, so.
And it's like, and then they keep saying, well, we understand and how do we help you? And I said, then I just tell you. I mean, and that's Amazon too. They got all these people that are, you know, from out of the country. And I'm like, and they keep repeating the same things over again. And I'm like, okay, we've already covered that. Can we get past that at all?
Yeah, exactly.
I said, I've already told you my problem. And they said, and then can you go on there and do it? And I'm like, okay, what part do you not understand? No, I cannot go on.
Right, exactly. I need you to help me. So, but
you know,
Lori, I'm looking
yeah,
at the site, and I got your message. So, dog daycare is $20 a day. What about dog boarding? That's the one in the same,
the
right?
Same,
dog
the same,
boarding?
Yes.
$20
yeah.
a day? Okay, so let me just, I'm sending a message over to Revision.
But not only that, it says, that somebody said that the classes, they said they no longer exist.
Well, under your website, I got it under Brown's Dog Training and More.com, right? So there's a tab at the top that says classes, and you can hover over dog training, dog walking, dog boarding, and it says that dog training is $20 an hour and duration is 1 hour. Minimum capacity per class is 6. Is that still the case, or should I fix that?
Yes. That's still the case, but
okay.
it's not the same as board and train, because board and train is $50 a day.
Oh,
so
they don't have
separate.
Board. I'm going to have them add
yep.
board and train classes.
But it's also a separate, no, not classes, it's just board and train, it's a boot camp.
Okay.
It's a board and train
for
camp, you know, yeah, for dogs,
today.
You know. Yeah,
okay.
Because there's people that were confused, and I'm like, okay. And they said, well, they said, one somebody told me that I'm not getting any calls for classes because it's not come on!
The classes are on here, but then under that it says dog walking, and it says the same thing. Each class is $20 an hour, duration
Crunch is
1 hour.
Crunch is having a problem. Yeah. Okay, say
so,
that again. I'm sorry.
It says the same thing that it says under the classes for dog training. It says under dog walking, each class costs $20 an hour and duration is 1 hour. That doesn't make sense. So what should we put for
no,
dog
that's why
walking?
I'm saying we don't do dog. We do dog walking, but that isn't a class.
Oh, so I'll just take that off. Okay. Because people
we do dog, we offer dog walking services, but that's not a class.
Okay.
Because I was reading things too and it didn't make sense. And I'm like, I don't understand. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on there. And I said, I didn't do that then. Well, don't look at me.
I'm happy. It could be that they did some revisions when they got that new domain, and I will get it fixed. And then dog boarding, dog daycare, those are both $20 per day.
It still says dog training and more, you know, still. So I have two websites now from you guys instead of one?
Well, did you want it under Brown's Dog Training and More?
No, you said no. It's still there though, because you gave me that new one, and then there's the other one too.
Oh, the Dog Training ColumbiaHeights.com is still up?
Uh-huh.
Let me look.
I can go look again I can look again, but I go in there and I'm like, I see three different spots for my ad now, and I'm thinking, what an MP.
It says on my side that the dogtradingcolumbiaheights.com is taken down. So maybe if you looked at it a couple days ago,
okay, let
it
me look.
Still up. Yeah, it's been fixed since then, but you can check just to be sure.
Since then. Okay, let me look.
Yeah.
Okay, stop jumping on me. My goodness. Because when I put it in there, Brown's Dog Training and More, it does come up.
Oh,
I'm speaking now. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was like, are you there or not?
I'm here.
Okay.
I was listening to you, and I'm also looking at it here.
Okay, and then it says, hold on, I'm going in here now, because now I'm in here. Okay, Brown's Dog Training Camp. See, yeah, I never knew this about Brown's Dog Training Camp. Okay. It's not in here on my phone. Here it is. I should just do it on my phone. Because there's a lot of Browns thing here. I didn't know there was any Browns service. Browns announcing training camp. What? I mean, that's the football team. Okay. No, hold on. Let me do it by my phone then, because the laptop ain't. My laptop has too many of those things. Oh, I thought I put the right thing in there. Maybe I did. Let's see. Okay. B-R-O-W-N. Let me see. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. Yep. Brown's Dog Training and More. It's up here.
And then
yep,
that's
it's
the
right
new
here.
Website.
Brown
so,
Dog
but,
Training More. Okay, let me see. Brown and then Professional Dog Training. Let me go back. Why did you do that? I didn't want that. Not went into Yelp on. I don't know. This thing is sensitive. And I didn't even touch it. Brown Dog Training and More. Yep, twice, three times, four times. Yep, it's in here four times. Oh, wait,
so,
now, let me look there. Professional, right now. Oh, Yelp. I'm trying to get out of Yelp. Brown's Dog Training. Okay, let me go back down. Let me see if it's in. Okay. I'm going down. Brown's Dog. Okay, not that one. I forgot. Everybody copies everybody else. Okay. Okay, now yours isn't even. The one I'm looking for is not even in this one. And on my laptop.
So, question, Lori. James from the verification department, I had him reach out to you a couple times to set up that call tracking number, and he put, he made five attempts, and it hadn't been completed yet. Do you know if you got it completed? Because I see that they put the call tracking number on your Google page. I just want to make sure that it's successfully forwarding over to you, you know?
Okay, where's my Google page then?
I'm going to call it real quick just from my cell phone and see. So it's 763-401-8199. That's supposed to forward over to you, but it said that he called you five times.
Oh, then I've got to go to my phone. Okay.
Dog training and More. Please press 1. Okay, hold on. Tell me if your phone's ringing now.
Oh, yeah. Wait, no. Yeah, now it is. Okay.
Okay.
So
and
now what do I do?
Okay. Well, that's just an
incoming call.
Okay, I'm going to hang up. So that's good. The call tracking number works, so he got that up there for you. And then I'm going to just send a detailed message over to the web department of everything that we want to get fixed so that they do it, right? Because or I could have someone from that department call you. I just don't want any communication to be.
Here's one problem that I think we were having, though. I've gotten calls before, but you know how you think you're getting those spam calls and you go, hello, 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 and nobody's there until you're about to hang up and then somebody comes on? Well, that's all I've gotten. Nobody's ever left a mess, you know, nobody's ever emailed me or nothing for it, you know, or nothing like that. Or no, okay. even a text would help, but if you're calling me, I probably won't answer because every time I do, I always go, hello, hello, and then I go, why do people do that? They call in, and you know it's a robot or something else that's doing it anyway then, so I just get off the phone. I just hang up because they don't come to the phone right away. And I'm like, I don't enjoy answering if nobody's going to come back on the phone, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I know it takes two or three times. Most of the time it's three times if somebody's going to come up back. You know, might be even four because I go, hello, hello, hello. And then I'm like, okay, why do people do this? And then I hang up. But by then they might have come on and it's like, I'm already gone. Hello, you know. But they can't, you know. And if it says number, not, you know, if it's like restricted number or sometimes it'll come up saying potential spam. I won't answer those either.
Right.
So I don't know what numbers they're calling from. So.
Classes and.
So if they might have called and if I answered and they didn't get off the phone right away or something, but most of the time when I get on the phone, they go, or I call, and I do call the numbers back though, believe it or not. So they haven't called me. And they say, thank you for calling back. And then they'll say auto warranty or, you know, something or other. And so I go, oh, well, then I don't care about that. And then, or else they say, you know, something else. But it hasn't been Local Splash or anything.
Okay. I'm just still taking some notes on the first one. So this is what I put so far. And then I can go in there and try to show you the phone numbers that are calling and how to see that. But this says, I put under classes, you know, parentheses, dog boarding and dog daycare, please change pricing to $20 per day, not per hour. Also, she offers dog walking, but it's not a class. Perhaps remove it from classes and mention it on the homepage that she offers it.
Right.
Under classes, please add dog board. Please add dog board and add board and train, I'm sorry, boot camp for $50 per day. So that should be okay. Now, let me look at
your
dashboard.
There is one more thing that I have a problem with people leaving reviews.
Yes.
I've had three people that that claim they left a review, and I know one of them did. She didn't lie. But then they all disappeared, all three of them. And then I tried to get them back on there. I asked them to leave a review again. They said, well, we have tried leaving reviews, but then they keep wiping them out. And I said, I don't understand why they're wiping them out then, because if you left it, they shouldn't take it out. I said, there's ones in there from 4 years ago. Why would they wipe them all out? But it's true, you don't have everybody that's left a review in there.
Yeah.
You really haven't had half of the stuff I've left that people have, you know, left. And I'm like, okay, but you have 4 years ago some of them, but you don't have all of them.
Okay. So I'm going to put under revision request, I'm going to put, please look into clients, newly posted reviews.
Well, no, they said they left reviews in the past, and they said they left more than one. And I said, because I had to ask them again before because I couldn't see, and I thought, didn't think they did. And they said, yes, we have. And I said, yeah, I know. I remember Lydia doing it. Her name's Lydia. And I know she did, and it's gone. And Josh did before, his wife. I mean, I have names that are missing, and I'm like, and those reviews were good, and I'm like, they're just not there.
Okay.
So
is it Lydia and Josh? Do you know what the third one is? Or you don't know what the third one?
I'd have to get back to you on that one. Because I did have all the names before, and then it was like, then I was getting frustrated too, and I'm like, I'm asking these people, you can leave a review, please, please leave a review. But I can't go through my stuff and show you. I can go through my contacts.
Yeah, I'll have them look at that because I definitely want that to get fixed. So I'll have them look at it.
But they don't dare leave a review anymore because Lydia told me, she said, oh, they'll just take it right back down. They're not very good about keeping it up there. And I'm like, well, that don't make no sense. And then why should I use them for, you know, putting in reviews then?
Right.
But yeah, she has left a couple of, I remember that. And her, and I did look for hers. She did tell me, because I know, and I'm like, no, you're right, I don't see it up there anymore. And I said, but I don't see, another, you know, like I said, there's like three people, and I'm like, I don't want to ask them again if they really don't want to do it, because they feel that's not going to be up there very long or something. If I have to keep asking, they're going to get frustrated, you know?
Right.
And Mark is another one. I know he left a review,
Mark,
too.
Okay, Mark, okay.
I know he left a review, and it's not up there no more neither, but there's enough, actually there's four. I just haven't found the third person. I had it all on a couple of days ago. But,
yeah.
There's people that just haven't, you know, and I don't want to keep asking them if they're, you know, if they're just going to get frustrated, you know.
Right.
About leaving,
so let me fix
that
this.
I've left it before, and why should I leave it again if it's not, if they're going to take it down, kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel bad asking them again, because I'm like, but it's important, and it's like, and yeah, you know, kind of thing. And it's like, I don't want to keep harassing them for doing that.
I understand. Yeah, me, I wouldn't want to do that either. So, yeah. Sometimes when Google will remove a review, they had the best
reviews for me too, and then those are important.
Of course. Yeah. So I'm just sending that over again. To look into the reviews, that the names were Lydia, Josh, and Mark, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Mark. Okay. All right. So they'll look into it. Sometimes if Google does remove a review, and we, you know, kind of reach out to them and ask why, sometimes they'll be cooperative and reinstate it for us. Sometimes they won't. So I'll just give you the heads up there. But I know that happened.
You can honestly tell them that they weren't bad reviews. So, and that's not why I'm asking, you know. I mean, I would never ask them to remove it. You know, I would just have to fix it, you know, is all.
Right. But these were a while ago, right?
Yes. I mean,
okay.
I have some that are 4 years ago when Lydia has been with us for that long. Mark has been with us, I think, even longer. Both of them probably been with us for longer. And, you know, like I said, and actually Josh and his wife have been with us even much longer. I think she was one of the first. I think I trained their dog before the others. And now they use the boarding services too, which is just boarding, you know.
Nice. Yeah, I don't see their review on here either, so don't worry. I will have them look into it, and I also took some detailed notes on how to, you know, for them to revise the site. I noticed on the site that there's that tab that says schedule a class, and when you click on that, that doesn't work. So I'm going to ask them if they can fix that for you so that people can still schedule the classes through the website. Because you used to have that feature where you could go on and see, you know, what they scheduled, you know. Yeah.
I brought them up.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, and it's like, it's frustrating. And I know it's not your fault, you know. And that's why I said there's questions I got to ask. But then it seemed like my internet was down, so you were the least of my worries at that point.
Is your internet working now?
It is now. But, you know, like I said, if you got people that tell you, well, go online, and then you can go through this. And I'm like, you do know what having no internet means, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, online while I'm sitting here. I can't get online, you retard.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
that's,
I mean,
so
I don't
funny.
Know how they don't understand that part. How am I supposed to get online if I don't get it? Oh, can you sign
right.
in? And I said, if I don't get internet, how am I supposed to sign in?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand how they don't put that together at all.
So, Lori, I have a meeting coming up in 2 minutes, so I just wanted to get back to you. We have to meet at 2 o'clock, but I sent over the revisions, so I'm going to come back to your account on Tuesday and just double check and kind of make sure that everything was done. If something looks like it's off, I'll follow up with you then. And then also, with the reviews, that might take a little bit longer for me to hear back from, but I do have them investigating that now. Okay.
Okay. But I was just figuring, you know, I know that there was more. I even had to ask. I had to ask actually like three or four others to leave reviews again, too, just so you know.
Wow.
Because Ruth King, I had to ask for hers again, and she did it for me. And it's still up
wow,
there.
Wow, what a sweetheart. Yeah, what a sweetheart.
Yeah,
that was nice of her.
Who won't. Yeah, there's people who won't. And I asked Natalie. You know how many times I've asked Natalie? 3 times. Because
prices
kept coming down, too. And I'm like, I don't understand where it goes. Because there are
I think that's the one that I reposted for you. You told me in the past that Natalie Lynn wrote that. And so she screenshotted it and you sent it to me. So what I did was I went in there and I wrote exactly what she did. Natalie Lynn, Lori
how
has a real love of stuff. Huh?
Because it might be another Natalie too. How long ago was that?
Oh gosh, I don't remember. I just actually refreshed it and I put something in there now. So it says it was freshly posted 4 minutes ago, but I had done this for you probably like a year ago. Let me see if
yeah,
I can search my email.
I don't think that was the same Natalie then.
Oh, it's a different, yeah, let me see.
I have more than one different person. I'm gonna look it up now, okay?
Yeah, let me look in my email tracker too and see, cause I think I had you send me the screenshot, which is why I kind of reposted it for you. But let
okay.
me look.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, yeah. Okay.
But anyhow, look into that and then I'll get back to you after the meeting, cause I don't want to be late.
Did she have a phone number? Did she have a phone number?
No, you just actually
okay.
had screenshotted the actual review and sent it to me, and then I copied it and I pasted it for you.
Okay.
So if you looked
okay.
on your reviews, you'll see one from me, but I was transcribing
okay.
what Natalie wrote, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Makes
well,
sense?
Just, yeah.
Okay.
But like I said, there's quite a few of them that I had to ask again, so...
Okay. Yeah. If you could maybe just put it all in an email and send it to me. That way I can, you know, here, I'll send you one that says, please reply to this email and it'll come directly to me. And then I can get it to the technicians and that way they can fix everything at once rather than
okay.
me sending it to them. And then you go, oh yeah, by the way, there was one more. It was Ruth and there was one more,
right.
you know, try to put it all in this one email and then I'll send it to them and then we can investigate it all at the same time, you know?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, great. Okay, and then if I don't talk to you sooner, I'll follow up with you on Tuesday, okay?
Okay.
All right,
sounds
have a
good.
Really good Labor Day weekend, Lori.
You too.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate
bye.
That. Okay, bye.